Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Once again, I'm very grateful to be a part of Doug Steffen's Good Day Health Show. There are a couple of things I want to talk about, if I can squeeze both of them in. I've been asked about the Impossible Burger. As you know, I tell my patients, stay the heck away from that thing, as they continue to try to push that agenda on us, where they think they can beat Mother Nature at her game. And then the other thing I want to talk about, and I really want to talk about it first, is how we lose our immunity through our dietary choices. I really focus an awful lot on this Good Day Health Show about good day health, how to wake up healthier than we went to sleep, how we can be healthier one week than we were the week before. And nine times out of ten, it comes down to dietary choices. And so there is a very interesting aspect of American history that I think underscores the very idea that I'm talking about. What happens when you change somebody's diet, either for the worse or for the better? Now, I've long believed that the native peoples, the American Indians, the African natives, the South Seas natives to their countries, began to suffer from infectious diseases as soon as they came in contact with European colonists. And so I've been, and the original explorers to America, to Africa, to the South Seas, always described the health of these people, the very strong masculine appearance of the men and their strength. And just the wonderful health of the females and the incredibly healthy babies that they produced. And so I have an answer to this. It may not be the best that anybody wants to hear, but in these traditional cultures that did not have any contact with infectious diseases, you know, the people didn't have to build super strong immune systems during their growth. So that the nutrient-dense diets that they were eating was directed into building strong bodies and keen eyesight and good hearing. And I kind of think that never having consumed sugar and therefore not needing a supercharged pancreas to produce an awful lot of insulin, these people were much more vulnerable to the effects of sugar when they finally consumed it, when Western peoples brought sugar and white flour to these people. And it's just another version of the immunologic inadequacy or the lack of genetic resistance arguments that allows doctors and public health officials to ignore the main cause of disease, whether in the old world or in the new world or anywhere else, which was malnutrition. Not that these explorers were suddenly bringing syphilis and that they were suddenly bringing measles and these kinds of things. Now, I learned that these native peoples did not contract infectious diseases immediately on contact with the Europeans, which is an important thing to note because the fishermen and the early explorers that visited the northeastern waters all along the Atlantic coast during the 15th and 16th centuries, during that period of time, we have no historical records, no historical commentary, and they always had historians with them. The king insisted on it. No commentary on the existence of any disease or any epidemics among the original peoples of that time. And so according to Raymond Obomsawin, in his document titled Historical and Scientific Perspectives on the Health of Canada's First Peoples, it was published in 2007, he says this, since the prime purpose of this early contact was to commercially exploit natural resources. Any visible evidence of the physical weakness or sickness of the indigenous inhabitants would surely have excited some keen interest. Instead, the early reports were always marveling at the American Indians' good health and their robust constitution. So this Obamsawin, it's O-B-O-M-S-A-W-I-N, you can Google that. Obamsawin noted that the first recorded outbreaks of infectious disease in Native Americans living in the Ottawa Valley between 1734 and 1741, this is when Champlain established the first European settlement at Quebec on the St. Lawrence River. Over 100 years earlier in 1608, but it wasn't until the 1800s, over 100 years later, that they started reporting smallpox, measles, influenza, dysentery, diphtheria, typhus, yellow fever, whooping cough, tuberculosis, syphilis, and all these other kinds of what they called fevers. It wasn't until 100 years after the European colonies were established that these diseases became prevalent in the Aboriginal population. And that got me thinking. I mean, by the mid-18th century, the American Indians had succumbed to serious disruptions, and you know, as a result of the intensive trapping and the game populations dwindling, that seriously affected the availability of food and animal skins to make their clothing, to make their footwear that they had done for hundreds of years. During this same period of time, sugar, white flour, coffee, tea, alcohol was arriving on the trading ships, which the colonists traded to the Indians for the furs that the Indians had been collecting. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, a regular here on the Good Day Health Show. And what I'm talking about is another idea I want you to think about as to why there were so many disease processes showing up wherever the indigenous peoples had finally been invaded by Western sailors, militiamen, or military men, or whatever else, under the behest of their own kings. And I see the pattern in North America, and it also prevailed on the West Coast, where the salmon fisheries had become significantly depleted in about the mid-1800s. And so these Northwest peoples, especially from Oregon north up through British Columbia up towards Alaska, had talked about these disease boats or these pestilence canoes that the Spanish and the British vessels that arrived with increasing frequency, of course, and they brought smallpox, but they also brought the foods that made these indigenous peoples vulnerable to smallpox. So an early 100-foot sailing cargo vessel could transport as much as 800,000 pounds of goods, or maybe it would be better to say bads, because these tribal peoples in Plains America and also southern Canada that were largely dependent upon the buffalo really weren't even affected until about the early 1870s, when these animals had become so depleted through exploitation and the deliberate campaigns that kill off the herds upon which they had depended. And according to the Canadian government report, quote, "The transformation of Aboriginal people from the state of good health that had impressed travelers from Europe to one of ill health grew worse as sources of food and clothing from the land declined and traditional economies collapsed," the quote continues. "Still, as once mobile peoples were confined to small plots of land where resources and opportunities for natural sanitation were limited, it worsened yet again as long-standing norms, values, social systems, and spiritual practices were undermined or outlawed," end quote. Now, that is significant. These people's diets were changed. Their living conditions were changed. The sanitation among their tribal organizations had been changed by being forced to the West. Now, regarding the Plymouth colony, the Pilgrims weren't the first Europeans. The European fishermen had been sailing off the New England coast with considerable American Indian contact for much of the 16th and 17th centuries, and trading for beaver skins started in the early 1600s prior to the arrival of the Pilgrims in 1620. In 1605, the Frenchman Samuel de Champlain made the extensive and detailed map of the area and the surrounding lands, showing the Patuxent, where the town of Plymouth was later built, the Patuxent Village, as a thriving settlement between the Indians and the explorers. In 1617 to 1618, just prior to the arrival of the Mayflower, there was a serious epidemic that wiped out up to 90% of the Indian population along the Massachusetts coast. And the history books blame the epidemic on smallpox. But a recent analysis that was done by some forensic people concluded that it may have been a disease called leptospirosis. In fact, today, the disease leptospirosis, which you almost never hear of, kills about 60,000 people a year. Now, both wild and domestic animals can transmit leptospirosis through their urine and their other fluids. Rodents are the most common vector, and the beaver is a rodent. And so during springtime, both male and female beavers secrete this sticky, pungent substance that's called castoreum to try to attract other beavers. And they usually will deposit it in small little what are called scent mounds, you know, near the runways that lead into their beaver colonies, their beaver dam, their lodges. And trappers would use castoreum to scent their traps in order to catch the beavers, and they traded it with the Europeans, who wanted it for a base for flower-scented perfumes. And still today it's used. And perhaps this early instance of disease was just kind of a beaver revenge, spread by the leptospirosis organism in the castoreum, kind of payback for exploitation of their species and for hunting them almost to extermination, as the early trappers did. Now, when we get back after a break, I want to talk about the whole idea as to how you change the health of a population by changing their diet. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We'll be right back.
Stephen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I'm going into this history, and this because I only recently was reading material about this myself, because I have always believed, and I think it was, I can't think of the fellow early in American history that said that food was our best medicine, and that the best medicine we could come up with is our food. I know it sounds a little redundant, but I've always believed that. I have seen that in thousands, literally thousands of my patients. When we can improve, usually through baby steps, what they're eating, what they're providing their family on the dinner table will change the health quotient. Now, it can go either direction. But what I'm trying to say here is that the point is that infectious diseases that cause so much suffering among the aboriginal peoples, let's just say of America and Canada, did not arrive. That suffering did not arrive until after a period of nutritional decline. And I think fear and despair and the outrageous treatment that was given to them psychologically played a role as well. And so when disease broke out in a village, you know, the afflicted often found themselves abandoned by those who were still healthy, so they had no one to care for them. Couldn't get up and walk around. They were so sick, unable to get water for themselves. They typically died of thirst. And this may explain why the death rates during outbreaks were so much higher for the Native Americans, typically as high as 90%, than for the Europeans who had outbreaks. But their death rate was only 30%. Now, that's not to say that exposure to new microorganisms doesn't play a role in causing epidemics. But these new organisms were not likely to cause disease in well-nourished individuals with strong immune systems. Now, I want to bring that, the whole idea there, I want to bring it fast forward to today. We have a population today of children who are extremely poorly nourished. You look at the obesity rate among these kids, bad diets, the practice of just over-vaccination to these kids can easily weaken the immune system. There is a great book by Dr. Tom Cowan, a medical doctor, called Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. where he explains of how vaccinations depress rather than enhance the immune system. And thanks to the practice of vaccinations, we're also seeing the emergence of some new and more virulent forms of diseases like measles and pertussis, where measles and pertussis 50 years ago weren't that big of a deal. You'd get over it in 2 or 3 days. But now we're seeing much stronger forms, much more virulent forms of these diseases. And so Dr. Cowan, along with others, I have to include myself, predicting a resurgence of some rather massive epidemics, outbreaks of infectious disease against which modern medicine is going to be helpless. So, again, what is the best thing that we can be doing for our kids? Feeding them nutrient-dense foods, especially foods rich in the fat-soluble activators. And seriously, seriously consider the need to continue giving them mass vaccinations. The amount of evidence that exists now as to how depressive of the immune system that can be is just overwhelming. All right, I tried to make a point there about how the disease processes that occurred in early American history among the indigenous peoples was brought about by changing their diet, taking their traditional diet away from them. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the Impossible Burger, or as some people have said, soy disgusting. So disgusting, soy disgusting. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be right back in just a moment.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. As lawmakers rush to avert a partial government shutdown, border funding and aid to Ukraine have emerged as significant hurdles. House Speaker Mike Johnson underscored that border security remains the primary focus for Republicans, prioritizing it over any spending measures related to Ukraine or Israel. In February, consumer confidence dropped. The Consumer Confidence Index, as reported by the Conference Board, dropped by nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. The board's chief economist attributed the decline in February to persistent uncertainties surrounding the U.S. economy. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm located in Salt Lake City. 15% of my practice now comes from out of state. And I'm very happy to take care of as many people as we possibly can. Yesterday, I had just attended an eight-hour seminar on the connection between the health of the gut and the health of the brain. And the latest evidence that is coming out in peer-reviewed research as to how our diets greatly affect our mental health. Even serious things like psychosis and schizophrenia can be directly related to our food choices over a period of time. All right, I want to, you know, there's a cute little meme that I've seen of a picture of the Impossible Burger, and it says, friends don't let friends eat the Impossible Burger. There's a website you might want to look at called Responsible Technology, responsibletechnology.org. Just like it sounds, responsibletechnology.org. And what is important about the Impossible Burger is that it's made from genetically modified soy protein concentrate. And there are these reports about lab-grown meat. Bill Gates is involved with this kind of thing. And they have this product that uses bovine fetal serum, BFS. You'll see BFS without explaining what it is because they don't want people to know what it is. But it's blood extracted from living fetal calves to feed meat protein molecules that are grown in a laboratory. So I want to tell you a little bit about the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burger that are absolutely tasteless, mind you, if they're going to take over the hamburger market. Now, there's this Dr. Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and he has this supplement plan. And it started to gain a lot of ground, but at the same time, people are turning their nose, once they taste it, they're turning their nose up at it. And so the big battle that was going on between the Impossible Burger and its counterparts, of course, has gone to the unambiguous winner right now is the American-grown, milled, processed, GMO soy that meets the highest global standards. Now, this is what Brown said. This choice allows us to continue making a product that rivals beef for flavor, texture, nutrition, and versatility, and it keeps Impossible Foods on target to achieve our mission to end the use of animals in food production by 2035, halting and reversing its catastrophic impact on climate, land, water, and the ongoing meltdown in biodiversity. I mean, according to this fellow, the CEO of Impossible Foods, he says we face a wildlife holocaust caused by animal agriculture. Oh, my goodness. You can't make this stuff up. So in a recent TED Talk, Brown was talking about the typical viewpoint of today's scientists. He said this, life evolved by chance, so there are mistakes, but we clever wizards can fix them. Animals are an unsustainable technology for transforming plants into meat. It sounds insane, but humans making meat from plants has to be done, and we're going to do it better. Now, this doesn't sound insane. It is insane. Now, in your regular hamburger that you buy for meatloaf or hamburgers or chili or tacos or whatever else you might use some ground beef for, what is in there is beef and fat, especially if you can get the organic versions. The others might have a couple of things sliding in through, but it's primarily beef and beef protein and beef fat. Here is what's in the Impossible Burger. And this is from their package. Number one ingredient, water. Soy protein concentrate, coconut oil, sunflower oil, natural flavors, and 2% or less of potato protein, methyl cellulose, yeast extract, cultured dextrose, food starch modified, soy leg hemoglobin, salt, soy protein isolate, mixed tocopherols, zinc, glutenate, thiamine hydrochloride, sodium ascorbate, niacin, pyridoxine hydrochloride, riboflavin, and vitamin B12. Now, how is it made? Well, the manufacturing process does not involve a lot of heat, and there's part of the problem. Because, there's probably no food that contains more anti-nutrients than soy. What's an anti-nutrient? An anti-nutrient is something that blocks your body's ability to absorb natural nutrients, like food-based vitamins, food-based enzymes, food-based minerals, coenzymes, and other micronutrients. An anti-nutrient blocks those things from happening. This is why China banned a long, long time ago, the use of soy among their population, unless it had been fermented first. The fermentation process of soy not only allows it to last longer, it destroys and neutralizes the anti-nutrient part of soy, so the protein's left. So, as I said, there's probably no food that contains more anti-nutrients than soy. And so, without any heat being applied to the process, these anti-nutrients are going to remain not in their original form alone, but in hugely concentrated soy protein forms. Now, we've only got a few minutes left, but I want, you know, when I talk about anti-nutrients in proteins, or I mean soybeans, I'm talking about protease inhibitors. These inhibit the ability to digest proteins. They cause the swelling of pancreas. Saponins that cause agglomeration of red blood cells. Lectins that interfere with digestion. Estrogens that cause hormone disruption. Goitrogens that depress thyroid function. Cyanogens that degrade the cyanide in the digestive tract. Phytates that block mineral assimilation, oligosaccharides that are just absolutely indigestible for humans and it causes diarrhea and flatulence, and antigens that cause allergic reactions. And so when you process and reduce the level of some of these compounds, but never all of them, and they're there in spades along with glyphosate residues in a product that this fellow Brown, the CEO of Impossible Foods, calls Healthy and Safe. And an analysis done by Moms Across America, and I like a lot of their research, they found that the Impossible Burger tests 11 times higher for glyphosate than the Beyond Meat Burger, made from non-GMO peas. So back to the ingredients for a minute. A few of the extracts than the Beyond Burger, just the yeast extract, They put that in there to try to give it a meaty taste. However, there's another source of meaty taste in the Impossible Burger that's the soy leg hemoglobin. It says this, soy leg hemoglobin is short for legume hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin found in soy, a leguminous plant. Leg hemoglobin is a protein found in plants that carries heme, an iron-containing molecule that's essential for life. Heme is found in every living being, both plants and animals. Heme in animals is, you know, carried by the hemoglobin, like in our bodies. He says, we make the Impossible Burger using heme from soy plants, identical to the heme from animals. Back in our research days, we used to harvest leg hemoglobin directly from the roots of soy plants. Then we isolate the soy leg hemoglobin from the yeast, add it to the Impossible Burger, where it combines with other micronutrients to create a delicious, meaty flavor. Now, is soy leg hemoglobin safe? According to the Institute for Responsible Science, when Impossible Foods originally submitted the product to the FDA refused to grant GRAS, G-R-A-S, which is generally recognized as safe. That's one of the first things anything hitting the food market wants, is they want to be given the GRAS designation, generally recognized as safe. Noting, and when the FDA turned them down, that leg hemoglobin has never been in the human food supply and there's no safety behind it. And furthermore, they found 47 additional uncharacterized, unintended, untested proteins mixed in there with everything else. And so, yet Brown, of course, insists that it's safe, that it provides an adequate substitute for meat. Burger King, as you know, debuted the Impossible Burger in a few locations, promised to have them everywhere. But the Impossible Burger is not going to prevent a wildlife holocaust. I mean, you think of all the animals that are killed and all the biodiversity that's destroyed just with the monocropping of soy. But I think it could lead to a human holocaust as we would, this creepy revival of the push to try to sell soy, the most toxic product in agriculture. Again, I'm going to go back to the Chinese. The Chinese banned this through their, back in the days of their emperors. Now we're going back a long time. They knew what happened when you fed soy to their population, but they learned to ferment it. It's just the same thing. What happens with people who have a very hard time eating white bread because of the gluten and everything else? But if it has been fermented in the sense of sourdough, and you've got a really good sourdough start, a lot of people who had problems with wheat-based products, when it has been fermented, turned into a sourdough product, don't seem to have that same problem anymore. Our ancestors, and I'm talking about hundreds of generations back, learned not just the preservation of food was achieved by fermenting, but the health content of that food was greatly increased by fermenting. So when you look at the fact that there was a time when there was at least, I think the 40 million buffalo that covered this country, and how strong and how vital and great constitution the original inhabitants of this planet had, or of our country had, before we brought them the foods of commerce. The same thing, and I just want to bring this back to your family, the same thing with the family meals, the breakfast, the lunches, the dinners, the snacks. The more oriented they are after the foods that Mother Nature made, and not something so impossible as the Impossible Burger, because it's impossible in my mind to call it food. All right, I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes for the rest of the Good Day Health Show. Invite you to stick around. I always have a lot of fun with Doug, trying to overtalk him as he tries to overtalk me. And more information about me and who I am at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. Stick around. I will join you shortly.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is on Goodwill Health. Let's try that. I mean, he does have goodwill. There's no question about that. It's Good Day Health, however, and not Goodwill Hunting that we have on the air at the moment. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Nook, a chiropractor, practices at a clinic that he has in Salt Lake, which deals in part with the problems of the upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, that sort of thing. That's the specialty that is NUCA Chiropractic. Not many people in the country practice it. Jack practices it and then some. But he also has a lot of focus in his clinic on your heart and your health. And there are a lot of great supplements that he provides to folks who are there from Standard Process. So we had a conversation the last we visited about those very supplements. And you were very good and very specific at educating people as to the difference of something that is a naturally grown product that gets used in a supplement versus the artificially produced stuff from a factory. So I went downstairs to the cabinet where I have, you've never visited my house, but trust me, there's plenty of Standard product. Well, you know that because you send them to me. But the Standard, I usually take about 30 different supplements a day, some of them the same. And then I came across some things that I am using with regularity, but you made me think last week, well, is this stuff good? The first one that I found was from the vitamin shop. It's a no-flush niacin. Yes, and I'm trying to remember why it was that I thought I needed no flush niacin or niacin in my system at all. And then I was thinking, didn't we talk about niacin and some people having too much niacin and you don't really need as much as some might tell you you need? It's dangerous.
Well, anytime you get a supplement from food, a food concentrate, you don't need nearly as much as you would probably need synthetically. But synthetic supplements are always missing an awful lot of that particular vitamin that Mother Nature put in there. Vitamins are living biological complexes. And the stuff that comes out of a laboratory is just a a copy or of a particular part of the vitamin that was identified in laboratory studies. And then they build this particular chemical structure and try to pass it off as the real McCoy. And it more often than not leads to vitamin deficiencies. There's no real similarity between a real vitamin from Mother Nature and a vitamin from the laboratory than there is between hamburger from grass-pastured beef and the Impossible Burger that's made out of soy. Those things are as different as night and day. So are synthetic and natural vitamins, different as night and day.
Before we go back, let me just finish the niacin question.
Yeah.
Do we need it, and what's the natural way of getting it if I'm not to take this vitamin that's
whole
not
grains,
produced from nature?
A good source, organic whole grains, of course, meat, animal products, are mm-hmm. especially livers loaded with B yeah. vitamins. But
all right, last week,
with grains... Rice,
yeah.
whole grain rice, not white, whole grain.
But that's not, I mean, there's so many things boiling over here. The cereal companies and the stuff that they put in the cereal, that's grain-based. But yet that's not something that is recommended by people like you. You think people should stay away from
it. Was grain when it was grain when it was harvested. It wasn't mm-hmm. grain when it showed up in a box in the grocery store. I mean, what's left there is
processed. So, you were listening to me talk to Ken last week, the other doctor on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, about staying away from red meat because it affects you if you're older and maybe in danger of having prostate cancer. And so you have taken apart some of the studies. It's been a long time since I put the two of you together. I should do an hour with the two of you, or maybe 2 hours to run, because most of the time the 2 hours run together anyway on the stage of the carrier. Anyway, the difference between commercially raised beef and the stuff that's out in the pasture, that's something that wasn't taken into consideration in that conversation. So you say,
well, that's, yeah, anytime right. you hear studies like this, it's almost always commercial animals. And I have told my patients, stay away from commercial animals. They're loaded with antibiotics.
But they don't, most of them, they don't know because they're not the industry has kept people. There's that whole famous thing in California where farmers wanted to have the beef labeled it was naturally grown, and these guys from Monsanto fought it, and
yeah.
they won. So,
yeah. Well, they had more money than the poor farmers did.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just
right.
anytime you depart from Mother Nature, there's going to be problems. And so when the study comes out and says the consumption of red meat leads to heart disease, cancer, and everything else, it is commercially raised stuff that's loaded with chemicals. You didn't see these kinds of cancers until antibiotics showed up in meat.
Well, that's a fair statement for sure.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.